Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, and none better than our friend, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who probably is still celebrating that Ohio State victory over the Ducks. How about that win?
Oh, hang on, Sloopy. That's our theme song, by the way.
I've been to many, many Ohio State games. I say the biggest rivalry actually in sports, and, you know, doing sports talk, people would argue with me, Bob, but Ohio State and Michigan, I've been to the Big House and, of course, a ton of Ohio State games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we used to riot in college when we won, and we rioted when we lost.
You got to love that, right?
With Michigan, you're right.
I threw this out the other day on the air, as we turn to politics, the immigration policy, the executive action by the president, now what? Because the DHS is funded through February, so what's going to happen on the Hill with this? There's all kinds of quandaries and confusion, it looks like.
Well, there is, and I talked to some people, you know, off the record on this today, and I've got a mixed reaction, but here's the bottom line. They're going to hire 1,000 people, they meaning Department of Homeland Security. And, of course, the Republicans passed all of the budget except Homeland Security so they could go after the president. But it looks as if this has been prepared for a long time. And I think no matter what the Republicans do, number one, they're going to be able to have the force, the people, to be able to process this. They're called, you know, deferreds. And the second thing is, frankly, and, you know, Kate, as you know, all politics is timing also, and the Republicans kind of picked the wrong agency to mess with the budget, Department of Homeland Security, what's happened in France, you know, what's happened in the past couple of months with lone wolves in America. So I just can't imagine the Republicans gain any ground on this whatsoever.
All right, so yeah, another one of those things. Yeah, and talking about gaining ground, I think that the Republicans thought they, because they had some Democratic support, that the Keystone XL pipeline would actually move. But I think it's not going anywhere because we've already seen the threats from the president on that. There's no way they're going to jam this through, is there?
No, yeah, they're going to get the 63 votes to pass the bill. But it's going to get vetoed, and I listened to some Republicans on other stations today. I tuned in, and they're not really saying, oh, yes, we can override while we're working towards it. They're not going to get the 67 votes. They're not going to be able to override a presidential veto. Simply is not going to happen.
Yeah. Is this pretty much what we're going to see, do you think, across these next 2 years?
Well, you know what's interesting about this, Kate, is that the Democratic side today came out with this kind of internal committee, and they're looking at other issues, how to broaden the base, you know, looking at what happened with the election. And it's very financially oriented and the middle class, et cetera. So they're looking at that. The Republicans, after the election, just for whatever reason, have kind of picked a few of the wrong issues and seem to, you know, be in, doing more internal fighting than anything. So, and whatever party I think can stay to, you know, appealing to people with a vision is going to make it. And if the Republicans continue to do this infighting and picking just certain select issues, it's going to be a very interesting year. And if the president can rise above it and kind of pull a Bill Clinton and, you know, get the chamber of the House and the Senate to kind of get on the spot, he might win some, the president might.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of winning some, it's all about coattails when you head into 2016. And you sent me a note on this, and I was looking at this today, too, about the Dems are unveiling this. They unveiled this new task force that they hope will help with their message and the strategy in front of 2016. And the group includes Nancy Pelosi and a slew of other names that you obviously have heard in the past, including Steve Israel, of course. So they're trying to head this off at the pass, right, and try to come up with a strategy instead of just kind of going at it in all directions?
Well, they are, and I hate to just refer back to the contract with America, but it, you know, Newt Gingrich devised this 10-point plan, and they kind of all stuck to it, and it hit a nerve. Well, in this case, I think that the Democrats are trying to come up with some type of game plan that is a broad base.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I'll tell you, it's interesting the other day, Mitt Romney, I guess, the fact that, I know I hear you laughing, saying that he's interested in 2016. What happened to him? Did somebody slip him a brownie that was infused with something? What is he thinking?
I don't know what he's smoking, but maybe it's good stuff, or I don't know if it's legal, but I got to tell you, my Democratic friends call him Mittens, and I'm laughing because he's just had his day, and I think somebody stepped in and said, hey, you can do it, get out there right now, and he went from where I thought he would never be, I never thought he'd run into, he seriously is considering this. I mean, he is very seriously considering it.
Wow. Unbelievable. Do you think he gets enough support? Because, I mean, there's always support around the corner when you've got money and you have pals.
Well, he and Bush have all, you know, have all this money, and the way our, we don't have a national one-day voting primary, which would let a lot of dark horses probably win. And so the two of them will go at it. But, you know, Bush is using the Obama strategy on the finances. I mean, President, you know, wanted transparency. Mitt wouldn't do it, and Bush wants it. And Bush is actually going to do it. So, I think it's a battle of two internal titans there, and I think if somebody is persistent, they might walk the line between the two of them, and both of them will be out of it, Bush and Romney.
Wow. What do you think should happen with the presidential vote? Do you think, you know, there's a push for popular vote and write-in names and all kinds of things? What do you think? Is our system not balanced enough?
The Electoral College was, you know, to get small little states into the nation, hey, you're going to have a lot of power. And that's kind of went past its time. But also a national primary, when I say that, we have a national day, we all go and vote in November for the general. Why not have a national primary? Because now it's this whole game of who comes out of New Hampshire, who comes out of Iowa, and maybe it makes it to Ohio, you know, or Florida. And it's just sort of a game of who's got the most money. And I think if there was a national primary day, everybody has to work towards this one day. And, hey, a dark horse could beat a Romney or a Bush.
Yeah, I like it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bob Ney, always interesting. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kate.
Coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, got a couple of good guests. Janine Waddell stops by to talk about her thoughts on the poisoned well, the power of unaccountability, and why it's the structured unaccountability. For example, the amount of registered lobbyists has dipped 25%. She calls it shadow lobbyists. And what is the informal influence? And some of this has to do with what we've just seen with a couple of political folks that are now going to do some prison time, and we chat with her about why that affects so many of us in America. It affects us financially, and it affects us in other areas too. Plus Chris Carosa to talk about 401ks and financial misfactors, really, and where people misfire, just like our pal Stephen Kelly, although he and Stephen Kelly differ on a couple of things. Free money guy, I think, is on the right path when he tells you about being cautious as to answering some very, very important questions. And Chris Carosa has kind of a different take, the four factors that came out, and also a Wharton study as well. Plus sports shorts. How about Ohio State rocking the Ducks, and what does that all mean for college football? So much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Something told me inside that your love is untrue.
Something told me inside. Something told me inside.
You said, girl, it's alright. I would never hurt you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we're talking a lot about the beginning of the year, especially what do we do with our money? How about our future? That kind of stuff. We talk a lot with our pal, Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly, of course. And I'm very excited to welcome to the show Chris Carosa, who is a certified trust and financial advisor and the author of Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds That You'll Retire in Comfort. So I love the title of that book, because that whole number thing, wasn't it IMG that had those commercials where you're running around, what's your number, what's your number? And it really kind of dawned on people that, wow, you mean I can't retire on $10,000? Because I saw something where they said the average American has like 10 grand to retire on. That's shocking, Chris, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, you know, that story is how I got the title for the book. I was doing a presentation to about 300 people, and the very first question I got was, hey, what's my number? And the fact is that, and now when I sit down with employees one-on-one and talk to them about their number, they look at that seven-digit number that you see on those commercials, and it's very, very intimidating for them. So what I've done is I've changed the number to look at. Focus the number onto something that's a little bit more graspable. Most people don't see million-dollar assets in their everyday life. That's just well beyond what they can understand. So I've reduced it to the number that you need to earn every year, which is a percentage, a small percentage, hopefully, in order to retire in comfort.
Yeah, so it differs for every person, right? Because obviously what they've earned, their circumstances, whatever their family situation is going to be, what are the things that you think are the most important to take into account?
Well, first of all, it's very difficult to predict decades in advance what you're going to need for retirement. So you can just use a very simple rule of thumb. Most studies show it's roughly 80% of your existing salary. So that's a way to start. Once you get closer to retirement, then you can start to identify specific expenses of what you're going to do. And yes, it will be different for different people. I was talking to someone earlier today explaining that, you know, it's a lot easier to save for retirement if you live in an area of the country that has a lower cost of living. So people in the interior actually have a much easier probability of saving for a comfortable retirement than people on the coasts, for example.
Boy, that's true. But then that also begs the question of, a lot of times people will move because, hey, I want to retire where I can afford to live in a more comfortable situation. So a lot of those people from the West and the East will move to other places in the interior or Southwest or Florida or whatnot. Right?
That's absolutely right. In fact, that's one of the most popular types of articles that you'll see right now. What's the best place to retire? But I'll tell you another thing people are doing. Retirement today is changing. It's not like it was when our parents retired, when you were pretty much done. Now people are thinking, you know, maybe I don't want to quit work. This includes people even who don't need to work to sustain retirement. It's just the social interaction that they get out of a job, they don't want to leave that. And people who retire today, say at 65, are very different than the people who retired, say, 40 years ago at 65. They're much generally more healthier, more energetic, more willing to engage in the sort of activities and be intellectually or mentally challenged in a way that only really a job or a very intense hobby can offer.
Yeah, there you go. The one thing that everybody always talks about is the 401k, and the 401ks have shot up since the disaster in 2008. So you have this 401k, or hopefully some people have that, one of the things that they have. But does that mean, in putting all of this nest egg in one basket, that you're secure by just saving more with the 401k and the people who employ you?
Well, what I've seen is it is extremely possible to save enough money for a comfortable retirement by just using a 401k. The previous generation had the advantage of being the transition generation, where they had both pensions as well as 401ks. And in addition, they were relatively certain that they'd get Social Security. Today, pretty much pensions are out of the question unless you work for the government. You have to rely solely on your 401k and Social Security. Even with that, I've seen a number of people save enough to retire in comfort.
So then you've got to trust the financial advisor, right? Whoever you're hooked up with or whatever basket you picked that particular year?
Well, that is a bit of a challenge sometimes. But I'll tell you, you have to trust the government more than anybody else. They won't change the rules on you before you retire.
Yeah.
But having said that, you asked about investments. And one of the things I bring up in the book is there was a study done out of Wharton in 2012 that identified four factors that are important for a comfortable retirement. And of those four, you control three of them. The fourth one you don't control, that's investments, because, you know, you don't know what the market's going to do from year to year, regardless of who your advisor is. And what that study found was very, very enlightening. It showed that the difference between the best possible investment choices and the typical investment choices that people make is only working four more months. So your investments really didn't add that much value, as much as you might think, given all the media attention that they take. It's more important to be a disciplined saver and just put your money in a typical you know, profit-sharing type investment, balanced investment that almost every 401k offers. So that's the thing that you need to focus on more than investing. You need to focus on your saving.
Yeah, there you go. So focus on your saving. So is that one of the three factors? So we can't control the investments because we don't know. There's factors we don't know. But what are the three we can control?
The three that you can control is when you start to save, how much you save every year, and when you retire. And it's so easy to get all that information. You have it right at your fingertips, and you can make those changes right now, today, in your life. You don't have to wait for anything. What I've done in the book is, in fact, there's an entire section where I devote to it. There's an online retirement readiness calculator. It's on lifetimedreamguide.com, so anybody can go there and use it. And in that last section, I show you how to use that calculator and play around with those three factors that you can control. You press the button on that calculator, and bam, it gives you the number that you want. And that you need, I should say. I call it the goal-oriented target. That's the number that you need to earn every year in order to retire in comfort. And then I explain how if that number is too high, what you should do to get it lower, what's a good range, and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. How much do you think, you know, in trying to figure that out with a calculator, how much do you think people are really aware of what they really need? Because I find that most people don't really, aren't aware of what they really need. Do you think that there's a big misconception about what you need to retire and what you really need?
I think this is what I was talking about before, where it's very difficult to predict what you're going to need so far out in the future. So what the calculator does as an initial assumption is it just uses that 80% rule, that you're going to need 80% of your existing salary. Now, as you get closer to retirement, you'll know if you're going to need more or less than that. And the calculator actually allows you to override that 80%. So you can put in your projected annual retirement expenses into the calculator and then see how that impacts your goal-oriented target.
Yeah, wow. Do you, you know, the other big question is my pal Stephen always says is the biggest factor is we have no idea how long we're going to live, right?
You know, and that's what gets me about most of these online calculators. Almost all of them ask you when you're going to die or some form of question that's like that. And there's no way to predict that. So, again, we want to use a rule of thumb that when you retire, you have to be prepared to live another 30 years after that. So it's not like you're retiring, you're done. You quit investing or put it all in bonds and live off the interest. That's not probably going to happen. You want to continue to invest in long-term investments even after you retire.
Yeah, great advice. You want to continue to do that because you never know what's going to happen. There's just some variables you can't control. All right, I love the title of the book, Hey, What's My Number? How to Improve the Odds You'll Retire in Comfort. Chris Carosa, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Virtual red room, green room, whatever you want to call it, Janine Waddell. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart and all of you, because we're always coming back to the same thing. Why, oh, why do certain people get away with controlling, unfortunately, so much of what happens with our wallets and pocketbooks, with our health, and basically with what happens trust-wise. And we saw this last week when the boat was rocked by someone who, you know, was considered to be a presidential hopeful, the former Virginia governor, Robert McDonald, who was sentenced to a couple of years in federal prison. And frankly, I thought he was going to get more than that for the vacations, for the crazy loans, for the engraved Rolex. And we went through all that, if you remember, on one of our past shows, because it was just so egregious what happened there. So she's written a book. She's the author of a book called Unaccountable, How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. Janine, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Pleased to pleased to be here.
So you weren't surprised by what happened with McDonald, only because you've seen this so much in all kinds of forms, not just politicians, right?
Well, indeed. And I actually think that he's small fry in comparison to some of the people that you no doubt have talked about on your show and some of the people that you just alluded to who do what I call fail up. That is that no matter how disastrous their performance is in top positions, like, say, Treasury Secretary, or they just get promoted to the next top position. And, in fact, it takes a lot of public negative press and public opinion to keep them getting promoted, if that can even happen. So I think that is a real problem in our society today. And, unfortunately, unaccountability is now structured into so many of the way our organizations work that we have to talk about structured unaccountability, if that isn't too much of a mouthful, and corruption that is legal corruption. And that, I think, is the real danger in the United States and the West today. No longer the quid pro quo bribe, the cash in the freezer or under the mattress that we think about as corruption, but it's really legal corruption that I think is so dangerous. And I call it the new corruption because it's basically elite power brokers who have their hands in lots of different, their fingers in lots of different pies, consultancies, business, government advisory boards, think tanks, grassroots, so-called grassroots organizations, academic institutions, and it's very difficult for us, the public, to know when one role ends and the other one begins. So, for example, in the book I talk a lot about, academic economists who at the same time that they are testifying before congressional committees and in the media and advocating certain financial reform programs are being identified as academics at prestigious institutions, but actually they're also working as consultants for industry. And we the public have an information problem because we don't know, and that isn't disclosed, that they're working for industry. And so they're not impartial. And we have no way of knowing that they have a particular dog in the fight. So that's just one of many examples. I mean, I talk about retired generals and admirals who sit on government advisory boards and have access to privileged insider information, and at the same time work as consultants for the defense industry or even start venture capital companies. So these are, again, there's an information problem. We, the public, have no way of knowing that the decisions that they make are being for government, and the input that they have isn't being compromised by their work for the companies. So it's a really endemic problem because of the way one of the reasons is because so much more of governing today is outside of formal government, and there are so many more entities that, for better or for worse, play a huge role. And that's not necessarily bad, but the problem is it's very difficult for us, the public, to know what's going on and to hold these people to account. It used to be that many of the people who are wielding influence were registered lobbyists, Well, today, the number of registered lobbyists has actually declined. From 2007 to 2014, the number of registered lobbyists declined nearly 25%, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Yeah, and I believe that this is because there's a new way of lobbying in Washington, a new profile of top-notch lobbyists. I call them shadow lobbyists, and they're usually former top government officials, like a former senator, or top staff people or a former cabinet official. They advocate for wealthy clients, as part of top-notch, A-list legal lobby firms, and they skirt regulation requirements by spreading their client list very, very thin so that they can say they don't spend most of their time on just one client. So what we're seeing is an informalization of influence in the same way that you know, there's a lot more informality in our own lives, Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, all of these new ways of doing things. So has influence gone informal, and that's not necessarily bad, but it is very difficult for us, the public, to know what's going on and to know when people are corrupt and are actually flouting our and damaging our pocketbooks and security and livelihoods, when in fact they purport to be doing something else.
Right, I love that structured unaccountability. Are women just as guilty of this as this elite power brokers as men now?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I wish I had a brilliant answer to it, but I don't think I do. I would say that there are many, many more examples in my book and in my work of men who are playing these roles and performing overlapping roles that are not accountable, where they're privy to insider information of some kind. But there are also women who practice this mode of operating, but not nearly as many. It's difficult to say why that is. In the financial arena, we can point to some notable examples of women who have blown the whistle and stood outside of the network, the
right.
prominent net financial networks, Brooks Leiborn, for instance, who stood well outside who should have been included in decision making during the 1990s, when they were making those very, very damaging decisions to deregulate derivatives. She should have been included, but was, by virtue of her formal position, but she was outside the private public Wall Street Washington network occupied by Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, and hence was excluded. So it's hard to know whether it's because women tend to be more outsiders and out of the network, not always, but often. And it's hard to know whether it's just that women typically don't occupy these, as many of these very, very high positions. So it's hard to know why, but yes, I would say that there are many more men who practice this modus operandi than there are women.
Wow, interesting stuff. I love it. We have to have you back on. We just ate up all that time, and we've just scratched the surface there. And I'm going to throw it open to the listeners. I agree so much with what Janine's saying, and it's that slippery slope. And how do you feel about that? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Janine, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Bucks, no match for the Oregon Ducks. Did the first college football playoff game live up to its billing? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick-A Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Ohio State beats Oregon in the first ever college football championship title game, 42-20. More than 85,000 fans jammed into AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The final TV number should be high based on the semifinals. ESPN says 28.2 million viewers tuned in to watch Oregon beat Florida State in the Rose Bowl. 28.3 million viewers watched the Sugar Bowl, where Ohio State shocked Alabama. Both of those games were the highest rated shows in cable TV history. TCU tossed aside, but the selection committee did a good job as Oregon and Ohio State each suffered one embarrassing regular season home loss. Those teams made it because the committee could reevaluate teams beyond their wins and losses. But this was just the inaugural year, so this is the starting point. Imagine how much better it will be in years to come. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. I know there's a lot of people listening to America Tonight who are big into college football, and you probably were watching the title game rooting either for Oregon or for Ohio. I have a feeling a lot of people, well, actually, it's probably split on this show because we have affiliates in Oregon, and I get a lot of emails from people in the great state of Oregon. So I think it's probably equal, I would say. It's funny because I went to school in Ohio, and I went to Ohio University, but spent a lot of time around Ohio State, as I had mentioned to Bob Ney at the top of the show, him being the former congressman from Ohio. And without a doubt, every single person I went to school with made sure that I knew that they had such loyalty to Ohio State. And I thought, wait, what is? We weren't Buckeyes. We were Ohio University Bobcats, but they want to claim, you know, Ohio's Ohio. So I know a lot of people were excited about that. And you heard me mention in the piece, the sports shorts piece, that both had really embarrassing home losses, but they end up in the final game, and that's what ultimately matters. And so then you have the coach of Ohio State, Urban Meyer, who has been thrown around his name for a lot of these head coaching jobs in the NFL. But he's saying, listen, this is my third national title. I don't have any desire to coach in the NFL for now anyway. He was at, you know, the news conferences in the morning on Tuesday and said, you know, he was thrilled to pieces beating Oregon and winning the first championship game of, you know, of record in this new college football playoff system. I mean, and the guy has an incredible coaching record. I looked it up to make sure I was right. And you want to talk about a big wow. 142 wins, 26 losses, and that's his whole career through Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. Of course, he won two titles at Florida. And so now he becomes only the second coach, because, you know, we like these history nuggets, the second coach to win national titles at different schools. This great trivia question, who is the other? Were you thinking Nick Saban? Nick Saban would be correct. That would be the other coach that could claim the same thing. So anyway, very big for Ohio State. And hey, for the Ducks, too, because they had just a great, 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 great season. And so congratulations to them, too, as well. Good time to remind you in this little tiny sports segment here that we do that nail the score thing. And you don't have to be a football fan. I always preface it with that because it's about the game. It's about gamesmanship, if you will. And it's about having fun on America Tonight, because we're always talking heavy flow from Washington, frustrations, a lot of politics. We're going to cover the Supreme Court oral arguments in Washington, D.C. in the beginning of March. We have a lot of political people on. We talk about the buzz in your yard and mine and how it affects us all. So we have fun with the Nail the Score deal. There's two games left. Packers and the Seahawks, the first game up, 3:05 kick in the East, and then 6:40 Eastern time, the Colts and the Patriots. And so, you know, here's the thing. This is it. We only have these two games left. So you're going to choose one, you know, either the Packers will beat the Seahawks or vice versa, or the Colts and the Patriots, and you just throw out a scoring guess, and it can be any guess whatsoever. So you don't have to know football or even like football. It's just for fun. It's funny because I get a lot of people who send me emails saying that they really like Nail the Score, but they don't feel like calling in with a guess because they're afraid they don't know how to guess. Ah, like I said, that's why I say it's like looking at lottery numbers or Keno numbers, because there is no sure way to know that. You're just taking a wild stab at it. All right, speaking of taking a stab at it, as we re-rack here at the tail end of this hour, this is something that we have talked about a ton on America Tonight, and it has to do with Guantanamo Bay. So think about this for a second. Do we need Gitmo? Do we need the headache of Gitmo? Do we need to have Gitmo? Do we want the people who we have at Guantanamo Bay to be transferred to the United States, which would have to be approved by Congress, and what prison would they go to, and all the whole process of that. So Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire introduced some legislation to basically extend and enhance some of the limitations on transferring or releasing Guantanamo prisoners. And she's saying, and I agree with her, that you have this stream of detainees tied to Al-Qaeda who who have been transferred in the last couple of months, even to Yemen, which is just the Wild West crazy town for terrorists. And she calls it a timeout. And I caught her on one of the shows. I think it was on Fox News. She was being interviewed. And I wanted to hear, let you to hear a little slice of her explanation of why Gitmo needs to stay and we need to take that timeout.
They're trying to transfer them all out of Gitmo. And look at the security situation we're facing around the world. So we've introduced legislation today, myself, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, the chairman of the Intel Committee in the Senate, that would put a two-year moratorium on the transfer of medium and high-risk detainees. It's a timeout and also a prohibition on transfer to Yemen.
All right, and so joining her in this and backing this measure, she mentioned the Armed Services Committee Chair, John McCain from Arizona, also Richard Burr from North Carolina, who's the Intelligence Committee Chairman, and, of course, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. The measure would basically, here's what it would do, it would repeal the current law that's allowed the administration to transfer prisoners to foreign countries and reduce the population of Guantanamo. So would you believe right now, 127. So this way they can't be transferred if there's been a confirmed case where they were transferred from Guantanamo and engaged in terrorist activity too. So, and then stopping the transfer to Yemen for 2 years, which completely makes sense to me. I mean, right now we're at this stage where they're looking at all of the people there and almost certainly they'll be opposed to the legislation. Josh Earnest said at the White House press briefing on Tuesday that closing Gitmo is in the national security interest of the country, and it continues to be the goal. Because remember, that was another thing that the president said he was going to do. It was almost when he first stepped foot in the first go-around into office, because of the enhanced interrogation techniques and everything that came out right in the very beginning in 2009. And he said the other part of that was closing Guantanamo, because we don't treat people like other countries treat them, and due process and all that kind of stuff. So he's pushed for that for a long time, since the very, very beginning. One of the first things that they talked about, I've mentioned this several times, having to run down to the CIA and really quell those fears, because a lot of good analysts were going to jump ship because they thought they were going to be prosecuted for things that they were told to do. But the push for this specific thing has been on. Past laws have included provisions barring any kind of transfer of terrorist suspects to U.S. prisons. They've been transferring the hurdles and clearing that to other countries. There were five who were there for a dozen years without charge at Gitmo, and then they were sent to Kazakhstan for resettlement, if you remember that story. So Gitmo's still a can of worms. What do you say? You can always feed that to me at americatonight.net. Should it close down, or are they correct in pushing this measure through and saying, listen, we need at least a timeout? I say we need a timeout for sure. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.